All right, Wally, this week here on Minnesota Score Radio, we are joined by one of the great ones in the broadcasting business, the very versatile Brent Musburger from ABC and ESPN. And, Brent, good to have you on. I know you make a lot of stops in the Twin Cities, and this is a place you've come to many times over the years.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoyed seeing when I came this time is that unfinished football stadium right outside this door. I think that's going to be such an asset to the university and the community to have a on-campus football facility. Coach came up to me. I can't remember where we were. He ran into me during Gophers had an off week, and he came to see his son. And so he was in Austin. That's where it was. And he said, Brent, you got to come to our opener. And I think that would be a great idea. I don't know if we could pull that off, but it's going to be a big asset to Minnesota.
It really is, because you talk about the ambiance that you get at a college football setting. And we haven't had that here in about 25, 30 years, since 1982, since they moved into the Dome. It's a whole different thing in the Dome.
Yeah, you know, I've always found domes for football to be sterile. I honestly have to say, I'm going to date myself now, but I thought the Vikings lost their punch when they went inside. I mean, the old Met, on those cold days, we'd come in here and in days of old with the NFL Today, and they were playing playoff games, and our friend Bud Grant was standing over there on the sideline, didn't have any gloves on, didn't have any mittens on, you know. Those guys weren't getting cold. I just thought it was special being outside.
It's funny you bring that up. As a kid, I remember going to the 76 NFC title game, Rams and Vikings. Minnesota wins it. You guys were in a trailer by the old scoreboard at the Met, and the fans were on the field trying to storm your trailer, and I was one of them. You know, they kept us at bay, but, boy, what a great memory, and I think you're right. The Vikings lost their mystique.
Had I known you were outside, I would have let you in.
Well, that's nice to know. I came all the way from California for the game.
That was great.
Tell me this. We talk about the NFL, and you had that. You did NFL for so many years. Do you miss that?
During playoff time, I have come to always miss the NFL, because I don't think at the professional level, whether it's basketball, football, or baseball, once you get to the playoffs, the professional athlete extends himself.
And we continue our visit with Brent Musburger here at the Barn in Minneapolis. And Brent, you're giving Sid Hartman your cell phone number. You guys go way back, don't you?
Oh, we do. You know, when I was down at Shattuck, I first read Sid Hartman. I don't know whether that dates Sid or me, okay? But
dates Sid. I'll tell you, it dates Sid.
Coach, are you really that close to Sid?
Yep. I take great pride when people come up to me and say, are you a close personal friend of Sid Hartman's? And I always say, you're damn right.
And that voice needs no introduction. The great Bobby Knight.
The coach. And I told him at one point during a Purdue game, I said, you know quite a bit about basketball. Do you ever think about coaching? He looked at me with that sly grin. He said, yeah, but you know what? I don't like the referees very much.
So. Sid or Bobby Knight said that?
It was Bobby. But I think Sid joins in that, yeah.
Well, you've had so many analysts over the years, and you worked with Bobby the other night here at the Barn. What was that like, having Bobby sit next to you, the general?
I want to tell you that I thoroughly enjoyed it, because he's really a teacher, and he sees things at a game that a lot of us don't, who've been sitting at courtside for a long time. And I hope the fans enjoyed listening to him as much as I did, because he was really kind of a coach of both teams as it unfolded. And he told very interesting stories. Matt Painter, for example, played AAU basketball with his son Pat, and Matt wanted to go to Indiana, and Bob was short of scholarships. So that's how Gene Cady swooped in and gave Painter a scholarship. And then he said to Matt, you can sit here and pout and think about what might have been if you'd gone to Indiana, or you can saddle up and play hard-nosed basketball for us at Purdue, which is what Matt did. And he's going to be a fine, fine coach. I mean, that was a good-looking Purdue team.
You know, you talked about Larry Fitzgerald a little bit earlier. And we watched him grow up here, play high school football here, and then eventually went on to Pitt and was second in the Heisman running. But he is just an amazing athlete, and the things that he does on the field, and it seems like he's getting better every time he walks onto the field.
Well, the other thing about him on the field is he's a complete role model. You know, I've never seen him. We have a lot of divas who wind up playing wide receiver in the NFL for whatever reason. I think it's contagious. But I've never, ever seen him with any kind of an act in the end zone. It's always just give the referee the football, and let's go back and worry about the next series down the field. So if any youngster wants to learn how to behave on a football field, I would say watch number 11. I mean, what he has done over the last few weeks is one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen. I didn't think I'd ever say that I had watched a better wide receiver than Jerry Rice. But I've got to tell you, if he's not better, he's awfully close right now.
Yeah, and numbers-wise, he's topped the great Jerry Rice. Your signature phrase, you are looking live at a sold-out Metropolitan Stadium. How often do you still hear that to this day, many decades after your stint with NFL Today?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. And it is amazing that on my tombstone, it is definitely going to read, "You were looking live." All right, guys.
Hey, Brent, great to catch up with you, and you're just a treasure to the business. Thanks
a lot. Always enjoy coming into the Twin Cities.
Thanks, Brent.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Minnesota Score Radio. We'll be back right after this.